Hello and welcome. My name is Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Selling stress. No, I'm not talking about going out and selling stress. I'll leave that up to the news stations, the newspapers, and all the internet news sources that sell stress every day by the hour. I'm talking about four ways to manage your stress level when selling. Well, recently we have all seen the reports about how stressful farming can be. Our livestock and crop producers work in one of the most stressful professions out there. High debt, low margins, seasonality effects, at the mercy of the weather, the government programs, and international relationships. Add into the mix long hours, isolation, and the expectation to be self-reliant or stoic. And after all that, is there any takers? Anybody want to jump into that career or profession? Well, all of the above are true, and I'm glad there is a lot of discussion about the mental health help in agribusiness for farmers. However, I have not seen one article about the mental health issues of you, the salesperson or sales manager, has to work within the ever-increasing challenges of supplying products and services to that farmer. The list of stressors might sound familiar: seasonality, long hours, increasing costs, and increasing competition, which normally leads to reduced margins. Add in the usual business stress of generational changes and rapidly changing technology in a very mature business. Throw a recent trade war on top of a pandemic, and it's enough to make you want to stay isolated into your home office forever. Well, here's my advice. Don't. Working with agribusiness in many different areas, from agronomy and animal nutrition to ag lending, crop insurance, grain originators, equipment sales teams, they are all experiencing the same effects as their customers. All day, every day, they get up, drive out to the farm, and work with highly stressed customers. Our drivers, our accounts receivables teams, our customer service reps all have to face this environment every day. Okay, I can hear you now. Enough already. I get it, Greg. Why are you going on and on and on about this? Get to the part where you tell me how to deal with it. Well, there was a reason for that. Because awareness is the first part of dealing with anything. If you're not aware of it, and I wanted to pound the point home today so that you are aware that you're working in a stressed environment and that you too might be having to deal with the stress. Just like our farmers are supposed to be stoic and self-reliant, we too are in a profession that is expected to be tough and handle any resistance and go for the win and never take no for an answer and all the other sayings that come on out there, you know, rub some dirt in it and get back up and tough it out, whatever it is that we say to people when they're supposed to just forget about the pain and the suffering. Well, how do we, as salespeople, how do we deal with this? Some people are doing okay. They might be secure in their customer base. Maybe they have a segment of profitable producers that they work with. You know, they found that one niche that's still making a bunch of money and they're working with them. Or maybe they're close to retirement and they're not stressed out about what's going to happen to their customers in the next 5 or 10 years because they're not going to be around. They're going to be retired. However, most of the salespeople I work with, including myself, deal with the stress of selling in agribusiness in one or more of the following ways. How many can you identify as I start to go through this? Well, the first way that we can deal with a stressor or a negativity is avoidance. We tend to move away from pain. So we stop going to customers that are overly negative or they're argumentative or they bring us down. We find more service work to do for the positive or agreeable customers in our lives, even if, and this is the clincher, even if it's not the most profitable or effective use of our time. The pandemic has given us an absolute easy excuse for further isolation from those more difficult customers in our lives that we don't want to go see. Well, the second way that we react to these stressors is what I call blame and anger. One of the more interesting aspects about stress is the different ways that it comes out. How does it show up? How do we express it? We covered avoidance or isolation. That's one method. Another is blame and anger. Often they look and sound the same. You name it, we can figure out who's to blame. Then we can externalize our stress and express that anger. The driver who leaves a bin lid open. The customer who can't figure out his invoice. The customer service department that seems to never answer their phone. The accounts receivable person that refuses to write off a $1.95 finance charge on an account that spends $300,000 with your company. Or the salesperson who has lost their password to the CRM program for the fifth time. These are all internal to your company. I didn't even start in on blaming and anger towards politics and the government or international trading or weather are those things that we typically don't have a lot of control over. Well, the last way that we may express this stress is what I call disguised reactions. And I call them disguised because we think they're caused by something else, when in fact they're elements or ways that we have our stress coming out. These include self-medication like alcohol and drugs, violence, or depression. Well, what to do? Let's get to the part now where we talk about the four ways that you can handle this stress. First and foremost, the full answer to this question is for you to figure out what works best for you. For some, the stress may not be so severe, and you just need a couple days of vacation or one of those pep talks, which I call, cheer up, champ, it'll get better. While others are in a serious condition and may need actually medical help to help them get out of the stress level. Well, step number one is to recognize it. And I think we did enough of that so far. It's to understand that it really is affecting you. And it's not a weakness to say it to yourself and to your family and those people that can help you get through it. So first of all, is recognizing. Second is talk about it. Find someone you can talk with. Keeping it bottled up and trying to tough it out will only make it worse. Over the years, I was lucky enough to have a great sales manager, some great coworkers, and my wife to help me through those tough times. Now that my kids are older, it's great to have discussions with them about the challenges of being in business. Well, step number three is to prepare. Yes, actually prepare for the difficulty or negativity. One of the best ways to prepare is to make every attempt to remove the uncertainty. Find out the facts. There is a lot of misinformation that just gets broadcast, and the social media certainly lets us create stuff that might not be totally true. We share it, we click on it, that we like it, and we think it's fact because it's on Facebook. Here's a really important way to prepare. It's one that I discuss in my presentations, and that is there are 7.5 billion people in the world right now, plus or minus a few. Every day they wake up and they need three meals. They have to eat three times a day. They want to eat. Not all of them do, but they want to eat three times a day. And that's not going away. Someone has to plant the acres, raise the livestock, and process all of those commodities into food items for those 7.5 billion people. And when you look back at all the tough times in agribusiness, ask yourself, did we stop farming? And I'm not saying that certain people didn't stop farming. I understand tough economic times in the 80s made people leave farming. Right now, these economics might make some leave as well. However, that land got planted. You and I still went to the store and looked for hamburger and chicken and the Sunday pot roast. We still go to Subway and get the $5 smoked ham footlong for $6. Well, the last step that I want to talk about for dealing with stress is to be proactive. Take positive steps towards a better mental state. All of us can get into the victim mentality. After all, we were just minding our own business when all of these stressful things just happened to us. Well, take control of what you can control. Realize you can't control the weather, world politics, nor can you control other people. And this is really hard to come to grips with for all of us in the D or dominance quadrant of the DISC profile. We all want to control the whole world. That's part of the D part of our profile. Well, for further information on how to be more proactive, take a look at a recent blog that I wrote called They Need You Now More Than Ever Before. This is one of my keynote presentations, and it's a message which provides 7 action items you can take and implement with your customers. When selling, the emotional skills we have are as important as the technical skills we bring to the farm. Confidence, positivity, persistence, creativity, and flexibility are some of the key elements which allow you to bring your great products to the producers. Often the lack of this emotional intelligence will kill your sale way before you ever ask that great closing question. Producers and agribusiness buyers can tell if you don't have the confidence in what you're saying. They are busy and will ignore and forget you, so it takes persistence to go back again and again. In a mature business with customers that have seen every sales approach in the world, it's creativity and flexibility that will help you stand out. Well, good luck, and know that you have people and resources that you can access to help you right now. And please reach out if I can be that help for you.
I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional you can be. You can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and other training opportunities on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. That's www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.